Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, you're about 40 minutes late. Where have you been? But you can always check out the podcast, RadioRealEstate.com. My guest, Wall Street Journal real estate reporter out of New York City, Candace Taylor. We were talking about Harvey Weinstein having to sell and jettison all of his properties, and we're just going to wrap up that on that and then go into some other famous people. So he sold his... Did he kick his mother out of the house in Westport?
His mother had died. His mother had died. So
did she die in the house? Did he have to disclose that?
That's a great question. I think she actually did. I know that she died while she was living there. I don't know if she died in a hospital. But she had died, I think, sometime in 2016, and he kind of had taken his time putting it on the market. But then, you know, as all this started to come to a head, it went on the market, and then there were some very aggressive price cuts. And then in a similar time frame, he also put his Hamptons home on the market.
Oh, out there in the at the end of Long Island. That's a very posh.
Yeah, that's where all the, many wealthy New Yorkers have their second homes. And
did he sold? So you think he sold? And what about his daughter's house? Did he have to kick her out?
My understanding is yes. That his daughter, he actually had purchased several homes for her in Los Angeles, and she had renovated the one that she lived in, which is lovely, also Tudor, Los Angeles, in sort of the West Hollywood area, which you know better than I do, but I believe that's like a pretty hot area now.
Mm-hmm.
So she had renovated it, and then he put it on the market, you know, after all of this started to happen. Actually, he did all of it sort of off market, almost all of it off market. So I don't think that house was ever actually on the market. It was all sort of a private deal.
You got to feel sorry for his daughter. And you know what? I'm glad his mom died before all this hit. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
What a story. His family. I mean, it's just an evil man.
So he had actually, the house that she lived in, there was another condo that he had bought for her, which was actually rented out. It was rented to the actress Jennifer Hudson at the time when all this happened.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So that one also was sold. Nobody knew that Harvey owned that one. They did a very good job of keeping that quiet. He sold. In the meanwhile, his main house, the really big deals that he did, he sold his New York City townhouse for, let's see here, $25.6 million.
Ooh.
Yes. And that is actually a very strong price. The Manhattan market is having a little trouble here, as you may have heard. But so he did really well on that one, actually, and that was totally off market. So, you know, it seems clear that he had good taste in real estate.
And so do we know how much money he actually was able to garner from these sales?
Yeah, well, so that one he had bought in 2006 for $14.95 million. So he made a profit of $10.5 million on that property. I mean, not including broker's fees and whatever he cost to renovate and all of that. He also sold, you know, his primary home in Westport, Connecticut. He sold that for $16 million right as all this was going on. And that he had bought for, you know, $8 million years before. So he got a nice profit off of that as well. And so ultimately he got about $23 million out of his real estate. So it seems like it was probably a pretty good strategy for him.
And you said, I'm quoting you here, his lawyers are negotiating an approximately $45 million settlement.
Yes.
To try to resolve cases against him.
Yep, he's got some costs right now for sure.
And he's certainly not going to make a living anywhere, so I don't know what's going to happen to him, but we can only hope it's nothing good, because he certainly deserves it. What a despicable human being. My guest, real estate reporter for the Wall Street Journal, Candace Taylor. We're just about finished with the program, you just had a quick little comment. We know that O.J.'s house in Brentwood was demolished.
Yes.
I don't know.
Sight of the bloody glove and all that.
Yeah. And that was demolished. Was it rebuilt or something rebuilt on it?
That's a good question. I don't know if something else was rebuilt there, but what I think is interesting is that Nicole Brown Simpson's condo, which is, as you recall, that's where the murder actually happened, that hasn't been demolished as far as I know. That's still around. And I was just looking at something that said after her death, she looked to rent it out, and it was empty for a while, understandably.
But then later sold. You mean her heirs, after she died, they tried to rent it out?
They tried to lease it out, yeah, which makes sense to me. And it looks like it was empty for a while, then later sold in 1997 for about $590. That's less than the asking price, but then looks like it changed hands again in 2006 for $1.7 million, so it's still appreciated a fair amount.
Boy, that's eerie. And, of course, you know, you own a condo. Unless it's a detached condo, you know, I don't see how you're going to demolish a condo.
Well, right, yeah.
You know, the association, what a horrific... Sorry to end the interview on that story. God. My feelings about OJ is just he kind of comes up periodically, but that's pretty remarkable that the site of a, you know, so that will be our next interview. You could just do a history of sites of notorious murders and what happened to the homes.
What happened? We had and I'll just tell you real quick, here in the Hamptons there was another home where that had been a murder, the theater Ammon was the guy who had their father was found bludgeoned to death in the home, and it recently sold for $8 million. But it had been on the market for a lot more than that. It had been on for 12.7, and the listing agent said, you know, half the people just didn't even want to go in the house when they heard about the history. So there you go.
Right, and then somebody
bought it.
Somebody bought it. My guest has been Wall Street Journal real estate reporter Candace Taylor. It's always great to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, talk to you again. She's almost 35. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.